The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. When crazy leads crazy, they usually go crazy. That's right. That's what I said. Plus, where's the one place where Christians need to be nosy? Challenging. And finally, no bad breath from God.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. By the way, I forgot my tissue. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Don't hold your breath. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. Zeven is a new number. I have now declared there are new numbers. Zeven is right next to seven, but before eight. 972-445-0770, or just type in Zeven. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. I don't know what Svevin is. I got to figure that out. Lucky number Svevin. Sevens, 11. I don't know. Apparently, I am not very good at some things. Good at others, not good at some. Let's take a moment, give it a shout out to our first sponsor, the one who helped us raise the roof. Get it?
Big John.
John is the owner of the Blessed Roofing Company, and the Blessed Roofing Company can be reached at theblessedroofingcompany.com. Their number, 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED, 4.9 rating out of, on the Google review, not too shabby. A+ with the Better Business Bureau, not too shabby. None of that matters. What matters is if you potentially have a roof problem, you want somebody to help out who's a brother, who's a sister, who's in the Lord kind of mentality. You want somebody who you have a confidence in. They will do the best they can, but the key component is we are all doing the best we can, but what they're going to do is they're going to inspect your roof for free. How much, Dave? Free. How much? Free. How much is that? Free. Is it free? Free. 469 blessed. Why is that important? Because if your roof needs repair or if it needs replacement, you need to have that inspected. It has to be official and all this stuff like that. Well, that's what they do for no cost, no charge whatsoever. Free inspection. Doesn't matter where you're located. They're going to come. They're going to coordinate it. They did it at my house. It took them about 2 minutes. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. That is their website. 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. You guys have a lot weirder weather around this place than I am used to. However, I am very thankful that in the last couple of days there were a couple of trembles in the old California area, and I got mentioned to my in-laws, just hang on to that property in Long Beach, and it'll be oceanfront before you know it.
We've had some earthquakes here.
Have you had that? Are they big?
No. Right in this building.
In this building?
Yeah, it really just felt like a big truck was going by.
That's like being on the freeway.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I was in here.
Oh. Well, you know, I would like to be able to, you know, my wife, you know, she's any kind of disaster kind of thing is not good for her. Anything at all. If there's a mosquito that's three times the normal size, it's like, oh, we're in trouble. Okay. But the big thing for you guys here are tornadoes. The thing about earthquakes that nobody really knows is by the time it happens, it's over. It's like that done. And it's like straighten out that picture. That's what I went through. Now, there are very serious ones, I know. But fortunately, by the grace of God, I haven't gone through those. Even though we did have a tornado only 5 miles from our house. But it did not stop by to say hello.
That's good.
Yeah, I thought that was good. The dog could care less. Apparently, some dogs are really sensitive to this. Others are not. I got nothing for you on that. I don't even know how to respond to that. My dog is not sensitive to anything but turkey that's coming out of the fridge. Let me tell you, I had a chance to stop by and introduce myself to Greg over at Rowlett Glory Automotive. Okay, so I drive down there and I get a chance to see. And you know when you meet somebody and they're in the Lord, like a brother in the Lord, and you just kind of know that you guys have that same kind of faith kind of thing going on? Well, that's exactly what happened. Rowlett Glory Automotive is considering coming on and being a sponsor, and we want them to. And that would be fantastic. I mean, look at, they do, it's lube and oil, electrical systems, smog emissions, AC tune-up, suspension, radiator systems, brakes, tire inspection, wheel alignment, minor welding. I don't know what that is. Minor welding. Must be minor. Minor engine repair. They do 4x4 repair. They do a lot of stuff. But I'm going to tell you why I think they should consider being a sponsor, and you should consider going there. Yes, they're brothers and sisters in the Lord. Yes, that's all true. But on their website, you know what they have? They have a little box there that says it's International Joke, Christian Joke kind of day. And so they said, do you have any good jokes on the website? Well, I live for that. So I'm going to answer their question. By the way, for those that want to get more information on Glory Automotive, listen to this. They have rockwellautomotive.com. Great URL. Fantastic URL. And their number, by the way, 214-440-1661. 214-440-1661. But now I'm going to tell my joke in honor of them asking for a joke. And I don't tell regular jokes because, you know, I was born and raised Jewish and became a Christian and tell everybody every chance I get. Why? Because it's a cool testimony. And then I can get away with jokes like this. There was a rabbi, a priest, and a preacher. And they were doing golf for charity. Golf for charity. Isn't that nice? And the preacher said, you know what we're going to do is we're going to take the money that we've raised for charity. We're going to draw a circle. We're going to throw the money up in the air. And all the money that lands outside that circle, that's what we're going to give to charity. That's what the preacher said. And the priest goes, no, I'm gonna go a different direction here. I think we should do it this way. Let's do that. Let's draw that circle. Let's throw the money up in the air, and all the money that lands inside the circle, that's what we're gonna give to charity.
It's in the hole.
Okay. The rabbi, always smart. The rabbi. The rabbi says, tip both of you. Oi, boy, Gentiles. Okay, here we go. We're going to draw a circle on the ground, and we're going to throw the money up in the air, and what God wants, he keeps. Okay. Get it? What he wants, he keeps. Nothing? No, you didn't like that one? You didn't like that one? Okay. Glory Automotive liked it. That's all I can say. All right, what he wants, he keeps? Yeah, okay. I can't retell the joke, folks. I don't have that capacity. We do have a money trivia. Whoa, money trivia. Ding, ding, ding. What's our last winner? Was like a week ago? A week and a half ago or something.
On the 27th was Roger, but Lynette, who was our first money winner on the 6th of last month, is now eligible.
Wow, everybody eligible except for the other 8 people on that list, right?
Right.
Okay, here we go. Money trivia. Ding, 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 ding. Here we go. Ready? All right, here we go. Do we have like our little Jeopardy thing? What do we have? She's got to look, by the way, folks. It's not something that just pops up in front of her. She got to find it. Okay, here we go. How much did the widow put in the offering that Jesus admired? Remember, he saw the widow? She put into an offering, and Jesus admired it. How much was it that she put in?
Ooh,
ooh. There are, by the way, in case you don't know this, 6 acceptable answers in the Greek. Just telling you. Don't get mad at me. I didn't write the book. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. How much did the widow put in the offering that Jesus admired? I will give you the opportunity. There are multiple answers that are going to be correct. I'm not going to make you stick to a single translation. If you're a King James only person, use that translation. And if you're not, then use the translation you're using. Okay? Pretty simple. All right, one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to expound upon yesterday, because yesterday we talked about the importance of the truth and the importance of the Holy Spirit. Okay? But today I want to kind of dial it back a notch. All right? Let's see. I think we have a call coming in, and I guess we do have a call coming in. I don't know. I guess we can probably break late. That'll be fine if we need to break late. So we'll take the call and see if the person wins the money. We haven't had too many people call and not get that correct. So we'll see how that goes. I'm going to stall for time. But anyway, when we do get into the teaching today, I want to step back. I want to pull back, and I normally don't do this, but I did get that impression that I should really respond to this. I want to talk a little bit more deeply, a little bit more profoundly about the Word of God. We didn't do too much of an expository review on it. I want to go deeper into that, because there are many people that take bits and pieces, and it drives me bonkers. And I want to talk about that and understand why we need to know the Word, okay? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station, here in Texas. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries. Play that again. Apparently now being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that, because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience.
Wow, what a roof! It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
If Jesus.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know to email us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, Facebook davidspoonmedia. Gonna put back out. Now, the person that called in was Roger, who most likely had the correct answer, but he was like, yeah, I want somebody else to win the money because he had recently won. That's very cool of you, Roger. I appreciate that very much. We're going to put that question back out there because it has value to it. First of all of the trivia questions have value because it's different people learning different things, and that's more valuable than a couple of dollars, okay? But it also has a monetary element attached to it, and we want to make sure that people get that. And this monetary attachment, by the way, is the movers of God, men movers of God. We're going to talk about that probably tomorrow. I want to talk about that. Plus, I sent a text off to John and waiting for him to get back to me. Bottom line, because his son was in, I want to make sure they're doing good, make sure we're all continually praying for them. Bottom line, how much did the widow put in the offering that Jesus admired? If you remember, he was at the temple with his disciples, and people were putting in gobs of money. Gob is a term that goes into ice cream. And so they were putting in gobs of money, and then Jesus made reference to the widow woman the amount that she put in. What was that amount that she put in? Got to think it through, folks. It's one of those things you got to consider, or at least you got to look it up in your Bible. 972-445, no Googling. 972-445-0770. Yesterday I talked about we probably should do our we'll do our sponsorship in a bit, okay? Yesterday I was talking about truth, and I was talking about the Holy Spirit. And it's really important for people to understand, it's not just me. I have to hear this. You have to hear this. We need to hear this time and time again. When I was a very young Christian in my first couple weeks, I said, do I need to hear the gospel again now that I've heard the gospel and accepted? And a momentarily wise preacher said that it's the gospel that saved you. It's the gospel that saves you. And it's gospel that will save you. And that's correct. It's always that's truth. So hearing the gospel, when you hear it again and again and again, that's a reinforcement to the truth of the message of God's love for your life, that Jesus Christ died on the cross, that he was for your sins, that he was buried, and that 3 days later he rose again, and that he is coming again. Now, you can argue as to how that's going to come about, but he's coming again. And when the Lord returns, boop, party begins, so to speak. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we need to understand the truth that God has communicated to us, that he's given us. And why it gets so nutty is because of what some people do with the Bible. This is probably my top two or three peeves of all time, including all children, all friends, all churches, all work, all things, all over. It's people that quote the Bible who don't know the Bible and then misquote the Bible or attribute something to the Bible that's got nothing to do with the Bible, and it drives me bonkers. Which is why one of our things here is we understand that God created the universe. If you believe God created the universe, you had best believe he can write a book. That's just common sense. God created the universe, he can write a book, period. And one of the things that drives me a bit nutty are some of these quotes. So, for example, one of the misquotes is, money is the root of all evil. You ever heard that? Money is the root of all evil. That is incorrect. Money ain't nothing. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. It's the greed. It's the desire. It's the person's heart not the instrument that's at play. Here's another thing, another one that just drives me bonkers. This isn't in Scripture. People just try to infer it from Scripture. God helps those who help themselves. Really? Then salvation is a complete contradiction. Then why did God save you? I mean, the entire salvation process is a gift from God. Oh, forget that. Go help yourself. Go save yourself. Put yourself in your own heaven. You see that kind of the thinking when they say stuff like that, God helps those who help those, just contradiction to Scripture a hundredfold. This is one that I understand did come from a scholar, but I still think that moms all over the world swiped it, and that is cleanliness is next to godliness. That is not a Scripture. That is a great guilt line if you're trying to get your kids to do something, but it's not in the book. Okay? Not there. And so these are all these things that are people that are trying to use Scripture or allude to Scripture, and they're wrong. They're just not accurate. And it's really important that you and I understand that we are Bible-grounded people. The people of God are Bible-grounded. You might say to me, well, can somebody get saved and then not pursue Scripture? Yeah, it's called 98% of the church. People get saved and they go, great, got it done, and then they hardly ever read or do anything to pursue or to study. It's a huge percentage. You'd be amazed. They did do one routine poll and went to churches and asked people to quote five verses, of which very few people even remembered Jesus wept. They didn't ask for the address. They just wanted Scriptures. And it's like, wow, that is two words. Come on, man. Here's the bottom line. This is where it goes to as far as it can go. You get a group like the KKK, and they're going to say, we're right because it's in the Bible, but it's just them taking the Bible and twisting things. Apparently, they forgot the part in the Torah where it says that Moses married a Cushite. I don't know how you miss it, since that's what it says, but I guess you can miss it if you don't want to see it. But my favorite, of course, comes from the court case, which is now breaking wide open all over the nation because they're reversing their original call. What was the court case? It was the Hemp Society suing to have smoking pot be legal, which, by the way, you're hearing now. It's legal all over the place. But they said it should be legal. Here was their first argument. Ready? Because it's in the Bible. Now, what it does say in the Bible is this. God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, on every tree that has fruit within it. They will be yours for food. It does say that. But it doesn't say they will be yours to put into a bowl and then fire up your Bic and light it and smoke it down. See? But nobody read the verse, so it got to three court appeals before they said, well, that's not in the Bible. See, all they had to do was read it. But see, these are the things that drive me mad. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22. You know what it says? God sits on the circle of the earth. That's 700 years before any of the scientists figured out that the earth was round. If they had read their Bible, they could have known that almost 700 years prior. Here's the problem. Acts 17, 10 through 11. As soon as it was night, the believers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. On arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. Now, the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the Scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. That's called quality thinking. And many Christians and many churches have moved away from examining the Scriptures, making sure that's accurate, just because somebody says something on the radio or on television or on the internet doesn't make it true. You need to examine yourself. You need to pick up the Word of God yourself and examine whether these things are so. That's the requirement of Scripture. That's the requirement that God pours upon us. In fact, if you knew how complex it was to have 40 authors write 66 books and have it be the same thread, there are no statistical analyses that are adequate to figure out how that could happen over a 2,000-year period. And it's just like, yeah, so what? Yeah, big deal. It is a big deal. It's a big deal for us to know. It's a big deal for us to understand. It's a big deal for us to embrace. And if you're sitting there thinking, well, gosh, maybe I should read my Bible more. You should. I'm not going to apologize for that. God took the time, so to speak, to write it for you. Why don't you read it? If a Martian came down and gave you a book on the universe, you'd read that. I can't feel bad about that. Sorry. So it's important for you to understand the core of where I'm coming from in this. The Word of God is given to us by God because He wants us to read it, not because He wanted to just have a big seller. It is the number one selling book of all time in all humanity. Do you know how many people are on the earth? I think it's 7.5 billion. Did you know that there's 7 billion copies of the Bible? Unfortunately, people have like 1,000 of them here and 1,000 here, and then some people never get them, and then you have to have the Bibles for people who never get the Word of God. It's a weird deal. But the bottom line is, it's there, and it's there for a reason. Now, when we come back, I'm going to show you what I think is one of the most important reasons that the Word of God is there for you and I, and not just as a plumb line, but as something even beyond that, for us to understand what our faith is and what we're doing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Is the David Spoon Experience.
Jesus' longest sermon that's recorded is Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, which takes about 25 to 30 minutes long. It takes about 30 minutes to read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. So here's a lesson for pastors and preachers everywhere. Jesus said everything he wanted to say on the Sermon on the Mount in 30 minutes. Paul took 12 hours. God didn't record a single word.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Oh, sorry. I still got that going on, huh? Texas. I like Texas more because, first of all, it's easier to spell. Well, and I'm really thankful I don't live in Mississippi, although I do know how to spell it with one eye. You just close one eye and then spell it. That's how you spell it with one eye. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook davidspoonmedia. Do not be surprised if in 2 or 3 weeks there is a replay as my daughter is ready to burst. It's kind of the nicest way to say that. She is ready to burst. She called me yesterday. I had a chance to see the grandkids. So she's only about 6 hours away, and we're going to go up there. And I saw the roll in her eyes when she was trying to fold the clothing, and the three-year-old and the one-and-a-half-year-old were jumping on the clothing, so she would fold it, move it to the one side, and then the kids would run on that side and jump on the clothing, then she'd move it to the other side, and then they'd jump on the other clothing, and then she's 8.5 months pregnant, and her eyes just rolled back in her head. And I thought, victory is mine. The Lord hath heard my cry from when she was a youngster. And I said, may she one day know. Well, guess what? She does. That's my answer. Wasn't a curse. I just wanted to understand what she put us through. All right. Let's go back to our trivia question. People think that's not nice. You have no idea. How much did the widow woman put in the offering that Jesus admired? How much did the widow woman put in the offering that Jesus admired? If you remember, Jesus was at the temple, and all the people putting in gobs of money, and then she put in not gobs of money. How much did she put in? There are six, that I know of, six acceptable answers. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Jamie Blumenthal. All right. See, this is Jamie's theme song. So, I mean, you got to, what do? You play the theme song. Why? Because he helps people coordinate money. And I can't think, I don't think there's a better, is there other money songs? I don't think so. Right? I mean, that's like a number one money song ever.
It's the OJs. How can you do any better than that?
I know. Who is it? The OJs?
Yeah.
Where are they? What's their, what, how long are they, like a Motown or not?
Yeah, they're a Motown.
Oh, you have to like that. Oh, come on. All right, anyway, Jamie Blumenthal and Nancy, fantastic people. He was in here, did a great interview, and the bottom line is retirement strategies and solutions. Their whole gig, I used gig in a financial plug, their whole gig is to help you plan for retirement. They have the website retiretherightway.com. That's, in fact, that is their saying, that is their hook, retire the right way. Why? Because some people have a retirement but don't have any strategy, and they're just kind of hoping everything falls together. That's like taking all the food that you have in your refrigerator, like I would do, throw it all in the blender, whipping it up, pouring it out, and thinking that's going to taste good when you already know you're going to add honey and sugar to it just to make it survivable. Don't do that. RetireTheRightWay.com. Plan right, retire right. Retire the right way. Jamie says it, and it's a great way to say it, but if you are failing to plan, you are planning to fail. There's nothing inappropriate with trusting in the Lord for what's coming. So let's just bury that, get rid of that. But there's nothing wrong with being a good steward of that which God has given you. And that's what they do, as they help you in your stewardship. 800-287-1667. RetireTheRightWay.com. I like that. I didn't know who was that. What was the band's name? It's who?
The OJs.
I like that. Yeah, because otherwise you got to do Pink Floyd, and that's dark, isn't it? I mean, well, maybe Wishing You Were Here is a little dark. Did I say the title of that? Oops. Okay, I'm moving on. I know those things. Is that bad? Okay, I guess that's bad. Let's get into the scripture. I can't believe somebody's not called up on this. How much did the widow put in the offering that Jesus admired? How much money did she put in? You have to know this. You have to know this. I just believe our audience knows it. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I want to get back to this element on Scripture because I try to be really nice about it. It's one of those things I kind of get upset about, so you should see how calm I'm being right now talking about this because typically I just go nutsy. And the reason is because people will quote parts and bits of Scripture. They won't read it. They don't know what it says. And they try to use it as an authority. Well, it's important to understand that Jesus used Scripture to defeat Satan. And that Scripture, and remember, he made all those quotes from Deuteronomy, right? I mean, come on, that's from Deuteronomy. Okay, I got to take a break because I can feel my temperature rising. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yes, this is Miss Gates, Mr. David Spoon. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Well, I'm very happy to catch your preaching today. I don't always get to do that, but I'm very glad to hear you today. You said some really wonderful on-target things.
Well,
thank
I
you
appreciate
very much.
That. Oh, thank you so
and,
much for saying
you
that.
You don't have to give me the award on this, but I do know that it was a mite. However, Jesus said, she threw in all her living, and I kind of think that he had a handle on what she actually put into her giving, and I don't think it was all about money.
Now you see, you have stepped into the realm of the wise, because it wasn't the amount that Jesus was keying in on.
It's your heart.
It's right. She was giving of all that she could and all that she had.
I appreciate that. And, you know, people get mad at me for saying that, too, because they always want to stick with the money. But you know that? I don't feel bad about that. I forgive them, for God's sake, because that's what he said to do, and I feel sorry for him. Because he makes mistakes like that, and I don't get mad at him because it tells me that I need to be very careful in these times, because I know when you read Timothy, you know the times, and you know that that's going to come from inside the church. It's going to come from people outside. It's going to come from people that have never heard of Jesus, and it's going to come right out of the pulpit. And it really hurts, and it's scary, but I've learned to get along with it, if you know what I mean. It's just, it bothers me when I find out that other people got smeared too for the same thing. So you said a lot of really wonderful things today, and I really wanted to thank you for that and encourage you, and I really praise you for that.
Well, I appreciate your support and your love in the process. I think it's superbly important for people to grasp that element, that what was taking place was a person giving all that was from within them versus people giving whatever is left over extra. And it's like,
right.
That
and,
is
and
so different.
I think, you know, when you give love, it's easy to give money, and sometimes that's appropriate. But when you give somebody love, there are so many people in the world that have never known what it feels like to be loved.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
So anyway, thank you very much.
Well,
God bless you.
God bless you too. You know, another element that we, and I'm going to go back into the Scripture and say it, but another element people don't realize is people, when they give time, you know, money, you can make more money, like you can get a good job and you can make more money and so on and so forth. But you know what you can't do that with? Time. And when people commit time to one another, it's a very powerful element. God sees what's important. God sees what's crucial and what's critical. Now, she said one mite, and there's other people that are going to say it's two mites. And then in Mark chapter, I think it's chapter 12, it talks about a lepta. Or actually, it's two leptas from a chondrades. You know, it's like all these different words. They're two small copper coins. Here's the thing you really need to know about the value of it all, maybe to help perspectives and so on and so forth. It was shy of the value of a penny, that we look at now, although even now a penny's shy of a value as it was. And it was an equivalent. It was two elements of the smallest possible denomination. So it's not the amount. It never was the amount. That's why you get in scriptures like God loves a cheerful giver. Okay, that's why you have that, because God loves it when you're like, yay, I get to give. Not, oh no, I didn't account for this in my billing. Oh no, another debt to God. You got to be careful about stuff like that. You want him to bless you. You don't want him to sneeze on you. Get it? All right, so I just want to say this because I'm not sure. I think we got about 2 or 3 minutes. I just want to make sure I get this straight. So just so people can know, what do we got, like 2 minutes, 3 minutes? What do we got? Oh, four, plenty. All right, so let's go back to this. I want to really key in on this because I'm going to tell you something that maybe you haven't recognized, and that is the Word of God. This is crucial. The Word of God is what Jesus used to combat Satan. You can't really combat Satan if you don't know what it says, right? Jesus quotes from Deuteronomy. And what is it that is spoken of in Hosea chapter 4? It says, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge, lack of knowing what it is. It's not talking about knowledge in calculus. It's not talking about knowing knowledge of climate patterns. It's talking about knowledge of what God has to say, of God's law, of God's truth, of God's word. And it's so important for us to understand that it's not about knowing of the word. I know that the Bible's the stuff that God has to say. Yeah, but you got to know what it says. You can't know about it. You got to know it. And this is the one area where Christians should be nosy. They should be nosy in the Word of God. They should nose the Word of God. Get it? Get it? Nose. Okay. Hey, they don't pay me for this anyway, so just take it easy there. The biggest part about this is to grasp, listen to this, this is super important, that Satan is called the father of lies. That's his definition in John chapter 8, verse 44. Jesus said, you belong to your father, the devil. You want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. For when he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. There's only one thing that defeats a lie. The truth. Take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, Christian Station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
The deterioration of the ecosystem or creation itself is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this, the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ, and until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. What we're going to do is roll over the trivia from today till tomorrow. Bigger prize now that we're going to do tomorrow. How's that? That's not bad. That's not a bad deal. All right. I just want to make a real quick comment because I heard that last intro part that I was talking about the ecosystem. I just want to make sure everybody understands. Without a doubt, you know, there's definite trouble in the climate. But I don't want a bandaged, wounded, infected planet. I'm looking for the new heavens and the new earth, just like Isaiah and Revelation and 2 Peter tell me to do. I'm not looking for the new one to be recycled. I'm looking for a new one. See, there's a big difference. Okay, all right. I had to comment to that. It's just one of those weird things. Okay, let's get back to this. I just want to really key in on this. One of the biggest points of the whole day, and that is understanding how powerful the truth is, how powerful the Word of God is. You just heard me just before we went to break. I'm supposed to do a sponsor, huh? She's just looking at me like, what's the matter with you? I get really pumped up about this. I don't know what it is. When I start teaching about the Word, I can do this for 3 hours. I have been directed.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Milky, oh no. She's going to be one of the few people that I started to go, and she got to cut in. Congratulations for Pamela, who, by the way, I think is at the All-Star game. I'm not positive, but I think so. BlessedRealtyCompany.com. I'm telling you, if you need to talk to somebody about real estate, just even reviewing your situation, talk to Pamela. She is a fantastic person. First of all, she's a wonderful believer. I mean, she's just great in the Lord. I only know of one other realtor, Aunt Deb, who's a fantastic Christian that I know of in the Lord. There's only two that I know of that are just like this. They just have this right spirit. And Pamela is so committed. She's like, Dave, make it happen. Get on that air and teach the Word. Tell the truth. And then tell people what I can do and how I can help them. Like, bam. That's the best that I can do. That's what I do. So if you're looking to talk to somebody about real estate and make sure that they make a good connection with a good person, I'm going to wholeheartedly stand behind Pamela. She stands behind the show. She stands behind the truth. She stands in the kingdom of God. And if you have a real estate issue or a real estate question or real estate, you know, desire to understand, what's a real estate desire? That sounds stupid. How about a real estate what's another word for it? Thought, process, experience. You can come up with anything. Yeah, anything real estate, talk to Pamela. How about that? Is that good? That's good. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. But how cool is it that she has the URL? TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Just go right into Google. Just type in TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. I'll have to apologize for destroying her read later. Let's go back to this truth element. I can't get away from this. Really important to me for you guys to understand. John chapter 8, verse 44, Satan is called the father of lies. Super important. When people say to you, you're worthless, okay? whether Satan uses somebody else or uses something on television or uses some other media or uses your flesh, your sarx, your flesh, your old, that old part of you, okay? The old man is crucified positionally, practically, not even close. And here's the bottom line. The devil is right behind every lie, and when you hear you're worthless, how do you know that's a lie? I'll tell you exactly how you know that's a lie through the truth. You are worth the blood of Jesus Christ. What's the dollar value? Beyond anything any human being can put together. That's your value to God, whose opinion is much better than everybody else's. And so when you hear a lie from Satan, you have to diffuse that lie with truth. You're not accomplishing anything. That's what Satan would like you to believe. Yet God says all things work together for good to them that love God. Do you love the Lord? Yes, but I don't feel like I'm doing as much as I can do. Everybody feels that way. The Apostle Paul felt that way. Everybody goes through that. Here's the truth. Your salvation is a gift, and God is working on you to reflect what that gift offered you. You were pronounced clean and righteous like Jesus, and now God is chiseling you to look like Jesus. So of course you're not there yet, and you won't be all the way there yet until you hear the trumpet blow, you see the Lord Jesus Christ coming in on clouds, and the angels gathering. But it's not going to happen for a while. But what you can rejoice in is that God's commitment to you is never ending, confident of this one thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ. God's never going to stop. These are all the truths that you and I need to use to stop Satan's lies. All these lies. He's not with you. Jesus says, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. He's so with us that in the birth of Christ, a title that Jesus took on is God with us. I mean, it's like, so it's obviously a lie that speaks of all those things. So you should be afraid of death. Are you kidding? That's your gateway into dancing on streets of gold. See, this is where the stuff you got to release. Nope. Stand in the truth. And here's the bottom line. I can't get away from this. This is like the biggest thing. So it's one of the biggest things. So 2 Timothy 3:16, 17 says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Unfortunately, too many people focus in on the rebuking part. I can't do much about that. But 2 Timothy 3:16, 17 says, all scripture is God-breathed. Okay, now I'm going to say this real carefully. I got to do this really carefully, and I have not asked her beforehand. But Wonder Julie, have I ever had bad breath that you're aware of? It's okay. You can tell the truth.
Not through the glass, no.
Okay, see? There's a big glass between us.
Partition.
That's right. So she doesn't know. Okay, so here's the deal. Breath has an impact. That's my point. Have you ever gone to church and you met somebody and you know, man, that dude had garlic last night. Oh, man. Don't lie about it. You know, God knows you know. But here's the key I want you to get. Well, the Word of God, all scripture, is God-breathed. It has the breath of God. Where else might we think about where the breath of God went? Could it be Adam? See, Adam was breathed into by God. The same breath that went into Adam is in the scripture. And when Adam was breathed into by God, what happened? What happened? He became alive. I am alive. I am king of the mud. Okay, so Adam becomes alive. Well, scripture is God-breathed. So sometimes you'll open up the scripture, and if you're earnestly seeking, you'll find out that the breath of God leaps off the page. Remember, the Word of God is alive, and lands on you and speaks life into you like the breath of God spoke life into Adam. Is it the same level of the Holy Spirit? No, the Holy Spirit is God. The answer is no. But are there times when the Holy Spirit manifests through the scripture as you're reading it, and then it touches you in your heart, in your life, and it revs you up and gets you going? Absolutely. That's what we were talking about yesterday. It leaps off the page and jumps into your spirit, and you go, hallelujah. Or you just go, yay, depending on what your denomination is. In some of the chosen, frozen, reserve denominations, you might even go like this. Yay. Okay, but regardless, the breath of God that landed into Adam made him a living being, and that same breath is what's in that book between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21. And when you read that book, it breathes on you. That's why you have passages like Psalm 19:7 that says, the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. You're looking for some refreshment? I got a message for you. Why don't you read the Psalms? There you go. You think, you're just saying read your Bible. Yes, I'm making a huge endorsement from that. God sends me a royalty check every time you pick up your Bible. I've been doing this for 40-plus years. I kind of know a little. And let me tell you something about that. The breath of God breathing on you through Scripture, it's a moment that you know, because you know the Lord is using His Word to tell you something. And folks, that just demonstrates His commitment to you. Never ending, full of love, full of life, full of grace commitment. Right towards you. Not towards the people behind you, not towards the people in front of you, towards you. Remember, Paul said, my God shall supply all of your needs. Very personal, isn't it? Should be. That's an old Eddie Murphy joke. Anyway, all right, so read the Bible. And if you can't figure out which version, buy 10 of them. Read all 10. Find one you like. Find one you connect with. I don't care. Just get your BFN in the book. What's your BFN? Your big fat nose. Get it in the book. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.